Go right ahead.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Special meeting at 5:30, Monday, December 19, 2022.
Excuse me. 5:31 p.m.
5:31 p.m. Call the meeting to order. Stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please. Pledge of Allegiance
to the flag. The United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. The roll call.
Barbara DiGennaro.
She's excused.
Anita Dugato.
Excused.
Sarah Badumsky.
Here.
Brian Capolo.
Here.
Gino DiGiovanni.
Here.
Ronald Sill.
Here.
Robert Heider.
Here.
Charles Sampson.
Present.
Kevin Sharkey.
Here.
Thank
you.
Reflect there are 7 members present. You have a quorum, Mr. Mayor.
Public portion. Anybody from the public like to speak on the agenda tonight? Anybody from the public? Anybody from the public? Third and last call. Hearing nothing. Number 5. Number 5 for consideration and act, awarding contract. Chair recognizes Alderman Sampson for purpose of making a motion to approve award of the contract for Sullivan's Island Fishing and Viewing Platform Project to Terry Construction and Materials, Inc.
And Mr. Mayor, Charlie Sampson, I'd like to make that motion that the contract be awarded to for the Old Sullivan Island Fishing Pier and Viewing Platform Project to Terry Contracting and Materials, Inc.
I'll second it, Gino.
Thank you. Any discussion?
Yeah, I have a couple of questions. This is Sarah.
Sarah, just cut you off real quick. Sorry about that, but Karen from MBCOG is on, so hopefully she can answer any of your questions. Go ahead.
Yeah, Karen, I apologize that I wasn't prepared with questions last time because we did not receive the materials in advance of the meeting. So I just want to make clear, looking at this, that Derby would not be responsible for any payment, that it's going to be taken care of totally with one plus grants. You're on mute, Karen. Sorry, that is correct. Okay, great. And then I just had a question about the bidding process. I'm just wondering how many people, put in bids. And I know Mr. DiGiovanni asked at the last meeting in November if there was going to be a mandatory walkthrough for the potential bidders. I'm not sure if that happened. And then I have a question about the bid process. It said in one of the documents the bids were going to be open in the mayor's office, which our charter states that it shall be done in the finance office. So I'm just wondering what the bid process was and if we followed the charter.
The charter, we did it in the aldermanic chambers with finance there, so I can answer that part of it. Go ahead, Karen.
There were 2 bidders, Terry Contracting and Blakesley Arpaia Chapman. And the way the bid documents were written, it was a non-mandatory pre-bid meeting. And I kind of was in favor of that because I've worked for 2 different contractors over the course of my career. And when you have a mandatory pre-bid meeting, sometimes you get a smaller pool of people bidding because it's hard for contractors to stop what they're doing and go to the meetings. But as it turned out, we only ended up with 2. But I think this is kind of a little bit of, like a specialized type of work. So I wasn't surprised that we only had a couple. So, but I think, Terry Contracting is a good contractor. They do this type of work regularly and, the references checked out. So I think we're in good shape.
And I read in the documents that the work has to be is it completed by July 1st?
That's correct.
2023. Go ahead.
That has to do with one of the grants, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Comprehensive Environmental Response Compensation and Liability Act. That was that first pot of money that NVCOG was awarded on behalf of the city. I guess at one time, this project has taken a while to get to this stage, and at one point, I wasn't involved when this happened, but NVCOG did go back and get an extension on this grant. But now the extension is expiring. So unfortunately it has to be done by July 1st. But we met with a contractor recently in Walt's office and they, you know, they didn't have any concerns at all meeting that deadline.
Okay, great. And when would they potentially begin work, do we know?
Well, once we get the approval, then get the contract signed, and really they're able to get started. The contractor did tell us that, so the first thing they'll have to do is drive the piles down into the river, and he says there's about a 6-week lead time on the wooden piles that are going to be installed. So we probably wouldn't see them out there until, what is this, you know, maybe February, I imagine.
Okay, thank you, Karen.
You're welcome.
Mayor, is there a record of the bid opening and who attended that bid opening?
That was Karen, me, Nancy. Walter, I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, Walt was there.
Walt was there, so the four of us. And the two contractors were there also.
So just to clarify, there's no need for city funds, there's no matching requirements?
No.
Correct. One of the federal, so the second grant is from DEEP, and that's the Federal Sport Fish Restoration Funds. And that's a 75-25, but the 25 is gonna be provided using DECD Brownfields assessment funds through our office. So we're covered.
Thank you.
Sorry, that's my dog. I don't know why he's doing that.
Anything else? That's great. We're gonna have that platform there. Looking good. Any other questions? All right, hearing none, we got a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? All right. Looking forward to casting the line down there.
Karen, if you can send me an email with the contractor's contact information, everything, I'll coordinate getting that contract signed so we can get this thing moving.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Karen, thank you. Have a great holiday.
Thank you. Cool. Thank you, everyone, for this, getting together for this special meeting.
All the hard work you did up there. Thank you so much.
Thank you for all your effort.
I can sign off now, right?
Yes, you can. Thank you.
All right. Have a good night.
Can we sign off too?
Hopefully soon, Charlie. All right. Number six. Land record contract approval. Chair recognizes Alderman DiGiovanni for the purpose of making a motion.
Yeah. I just looked at the contract here in brief. That was sent over. I really don't understand if this contract expired in, I think, September. Why didn't we sign it already? What was the delay? Do we know?
I don't know yet. If you make a motion, we can get a second.
I'll make a motion to extend the contract between the City of Derby and Avenue Enterprise Solutions, LLC, and authorize the mayor to sign all documents on behalf of the City of Derby related to the extension for 1 year. I'll make that motion.
I think we have issues with that motion because it's a five-year contract.
I'll make that motion. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Sarah, hang on. This is my meeting. I will run it. Attorney Marini.
For the record, Mr. Mayor, Sarah did make a motion and it was seconded.
Yeah, that's correct, Mr. Mayor. There's a motion on the table.
We got a second. Okay.
And now there can be discussion.
All right, let's do the discussion now. Gino,
bring it up. So I was just asking why I wasn't aware that it expired in September, I believe I read.
Yes.
And now, you know, it's December. I don't know.
So what's the asking. Is the contract then that was presented a five-year contract? Well, and is it true that the clerk didn't even want this company to do these land records?
I had reached out to the clerk to Mark earlier today. This contract came in this afternoon, and the contract expired in September, and needs to be renewed. It relates to the land records, but the clerk is looking for a 1 year renewal at this time, so that it ultimately can go out to bid. But the issue I have at the moment is I haven't had a chance to review this contract because it just came in this afternoon. So the contract that you're voting on, I haven't had a chance to review. Because it was just received okay. So that's just my input.
Are they still continuing to work for the city?
I believe they are. Believe they're still do. But I again, I'd spoken to Mark at around noon. I don't know when they actually sent it. Mark can speak to that, but my afternoon's been crazy and I haven't had a chance to take a look at this.
So I'll amend my motion pending Corporation Council review.
I'm assuming it's boilerplate, but I haven't had a chance to take a look at it.
If I may, Mr. Mayor.
Go ahead, Mark.
Okay. So this is vendor we have used for at least 10 years, if not 20 years. This contract was signed in 2012 or 13, and it was a five-year contract that automatically renewed in 2017. It expired in September. The vendor did not send us a renewal contract for until October 31st, which, as you know, was right in the middle of the election time.
Yep.
So it was, you know, just trying to catch up on stuff. Then I finally was able to send it to a corporation council. And then the vendor they wanted quick action on it. It was delayed and usually not an issue. After speaking with corporation council, we've had a good relationship with the vendor. They've done a lot of work for us, including the back scanning and indexing the documents to make them more accessible to the public. As you know, we have, based on your support and hopefully like to ask for some ARPA money in the next month or so to finish the project. And this will give us an opportunity to maintain the vendor. And so we're not asking for a five-year contract, we're asking for a one-year extension so that we can maintain compliance and that we can then go out, because as we, you know, discussing with First Council, after 10 years it really should go out to bid.
My question though is, from talking with corporate counsel that you were unhappy with this company. So is it prudent for us to really go 1 year, or can we do a month to month until you can do go send it out?
Well, it's
the RFP or something like that, and then kind of
what the company has offered in lieu of the 5 years is a 1 year, but really it's 9 months because it goes back to September.
Right.
So, no, I get that. So there's 9 months. So really it'd probably take us at least, you know, to do the bid process, we'd have to do 2 or 3 months anyway.
No, I get that. I just want to make sure you're happy with the company and that, you know, they're experienced and they're able to perform to your expectation there. So I don't want to set the citizens and the taxpayers and lock them into something. But if you're comfortable with them, you know, I would like a month to month until you can do an RFP. But I mean, you know,
well, a month to month would be ideal, except that they're not willing to.
Mark, can you explain what's the service that this provides? Is this what the hosts the land records on the internet so that there's that type of access? Can you explain
So the state library certifies vendors to provide land records management. There's about 7 companies in the state that are certified by the state library. They have to have a track record and the background and the capacity to provide this service. So it's not like somebody that can say, well, hey, I could provide this off the shelf service. So they provide the cashiering system for intake of land records. So when we record a deed or any land record, that has to be paginated, it has to be indexed, verified, scanned, and uploaded to the system. It also is, there is a an aspect of that required that have to be each image needs to be microfilmed because it is a permanent record. So they included in this process is that there's a microfilm of each document and there's backup storage of all of the documents. What they also provide us with our cashiering system for all of the operations in this office with the dog license module. They have also, they maintain all of the maps, digital images of all the maps and the indexes for the maps as well. So also part of it is they also do the through them it's available on the internet for people too.
Okay, so for the record though, even though you're unhappy with this company, you're willing to work with them for the remainder 9 months?
I'm happy to work with them.
So the goal though is the goal though to stick with them for the next 9 months, but to kind of look to see what other companies are out there to, is that the plan, Mark?
Right. Well, the idea is to go out to bid to see what the newest products are and what to make sure that we're getting the best price for the taxpayers of the city.
Okay.
Because it hasn't been bid in 10 years, so it seems to make sense to go through that process, you know, just as a due diligence to make sure that we're doing, as opposed to just asking for a 5-year renewal without the benefit of making, you know, comparing prices and so forth.
Absolutely, that's good that you're doing that after 10 years. That's perfect. So you got to amend it on Sarah for 1 year to follow this through. And so, Ron, you second that, or did Brian? I forgot who seconded it.
Right. So the contract that you have before you, and I'm just taking a look at it now. It's an amendment. It's an agreement for technology products and services amendment number 1. Just so you know, I looked at it. It says Avenue Enterprises Solutions. It's Avenue without an E. That's not a typo. That's actually the name of the company. I thought it was a typo, but it's not. It's the name of the company. They are out of Dallas. Again, I haven't looked at this contract,
it's
Mark. Have you reviewed it for purposes of the pricing?
Yes, it's basically the same contract that or the same amendment, except this is for a year and
right. not 5 years. I see it's for a year term. I mean, functionally, as a matter of legality, there's a lot of pricing in here. So I would be relying on you for purposes of the pricing.
The pricing actually is, if you look at the previous one, it's less, or the previous, the 5-year renewal, it's actually less. So I tried to negotiate down the price to make sure that we're being price conscious, because there's a slight increase because of the way they do the pricing. Now they do it on a rolling average of your documents. In the past, it was like per document, so it could go up or down. This gives a fixed price of the $957 per month.
All right, and the agreement is effective as of September 25. The agreement's effective as of September 12, 2022, and would be continued through September 11, 2023, unless extended or terminated by the parties in accordance with the provisions of this agreement. So we just have to be mindful at the end of each month. At the end of each month, until a 5-year period is. If you look at paragraph 4. At the end of each month and upon notification from the client that all index entries have been completed and verified, AMU will provide the client with a year index. At the end of each year, AMU will create a multi-year printout until a 5-year period is accumulated.
I read that and I read it twice, but what it is they print out a cumulative index, and the binder that is used they're in increments of 5 years. That's what they're talking
okay.
about.
Okay. All right.
And also, is this retroactive back for the increase back to September, or are we going straight forward from January?
They have not billed us in September.
So there's potential there could be an increase from September to now, and then actually
it won't, though, because we had in September, October and November, we had in excess of the average. Our average is about 150 per month. In each of those 3 months, we were like at 180 to 190 documents.
Okay, so you don't think there's going to be an increase from September to now?
No.
From back then, okay.
They've been doing the work since September, not under contract?
Yes, yep.
Okay.
Without a question.
All right. So the only thing we have to be mindful of is how we terminate and what we have to do to terminate. Because if we're at 9 months already, so we're 3 months into a 12-month period, we may have to give notice to terminate within the next month or two. So we have to look at our termination provision.
Does it say that in the new contract?
Well, it says, if you look at the language here, in paragraph this agreement, unless otherwise extended or terminated by the parties in accordance with the provisions of this agreement, there's no termination language. So
it's in the original agreement.
Have to go back to the original agreement and look at the termination language to see what we have to do to terminate.
Right. And there's actually at the end of the term, if we want to terminate or they want to terminate, we just need to give.
Do we have to provide them a written notice?
I'll have to look at that. I don't have it memorized, but
yeah, 30 calendar days or reasonable period is what the original contract says.
So, all right. So we just have to make sure, if you're going to go out to bid, you're going to have to work that into your calendar.
Yep. Well, that's our point. That's our intent.
Right.
Okay. So
actually, I'm going to, Mr. Mayor, let me correct what I just said, Charlie. I'm obviously with Sarah's amendment to it that, pending review by Corporation Council, because their termination agreement, Vin, is all over the page. They say 30 calendar days.
Then it says 45. After that,
right. If a breach hasn't been fixed, and then there's another section and it says 60 calendar days. So this is going to have to be worked out by Corp Counsel.
So, I mean, the amendment is, again, is the amendment that before you is a 1 year. I just looked at it. It's vanilla enough. Mark said he's comfortable with the pricing. So I think I'm comfortable with, from a review standpoint, it's just from a determination standpoint, you're 3 months into a 12 month window.
We're definitely going to have the, Vinny, you're going to have to look at it. Cause then after that, it says if we don't extend it, or if we decided to have the term, canceled, we'd have to make that providing 60 days written prior notice to both parties, or non-renewable of the agreement would happen. So we're past 60 days now.
No.
That's 60 days on the backside.
That's on the original contract. We didn't renew it within 60 days.
But we're in good standing.
But we were in the process of, I mean, they didn't send it to us until almost
60 days. So they were, okay. So they were aware then that we were working it out.
We've been in contact. They started out, they were parent company of Xerox. They were Xerox when they first started with the city. And then they were ACS, as you can see in the whereas recitals on page one. Then they went to Conduent. Then they went to Avenue Holdings. Then they're now Avenue Enterprise. So, they're a national company, so, and there's.
But are we at a risk of breach of contract and we're going to have to hold them for 5 years? That's my question now. This kind of makes me nervous.
I know you have great concern, Mayor, about this, and I appreciate that support. However,
of the agreement,
they sent us this agreement today, so that we could renew it for a year as opposed to 5 years. It demonstrates their good faith and our good faith trying to understand, the whole process.
Right.
And
I think what Sarah said under review for Corporate Counsel, I think that's the smartest way to go. I mean, we can hash this out all night, but as long as we're covered, taxpayers are covered, and we're all covered, I have no problem, whatever the board wants to do.
You don't
want to
talk about this for another
15
minutes?
No, it's up to you. Hey, as long as we're covered, bro.
This is a contract you got to sign.
Yeah, so I just want to make sure, Sarah said, make sure corporate counsel reviews this, and the city is covered. It's only 1 year.
All right.
So that's good, Sarah. And second was Ron. So 1 year under review. If it's all set, then I sign it.
Yep.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? All right. So carry. Number seven, human resource director compensation. Background, we're going to go with corporate counsel for a background on this. Ben?
Yes. So the HR director was brought on by the former finance director and former chief of staff. There was a approval of an hourly, at a per diem rate of $500 a day. And there was a job description that was approved by this board, I believe, back in August, at the August meeting. The proposal that is before you is to set the compensation it's actually reducing the compensation. So the compensation is currently at $500, which is $62.50 an hour. It would bringing it down to $49 an hour, which is, I think, $392. It's just when you set the job description, you never set the compensation. But
been? What August meeting?
I have in my notes August, I don't know, August.
I think it was the 11th.
August 11th. Was that the date? I think Anita was working on, wasn't Anita working on the HR director
description? I mean, that was passed by the full board, 500. My last recollection is our April 7th meeting when we approved a $60 per hour for max 8 hours.
Yeah, I think that was my motion back in April.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
she
was brought on when Agata and Drew under that time period. So when she was brought on.
But the April 7th, 2022 meeting. Yeah, Charlie, you're right. You had the motion to approve.
Yeah, the temp, so $62.50 is still $500 a day.
At $60 an hour. For a max of 8 hours, and that was supposed to be for 90 days. I'm trying to pull, is there August?
If I may, the August 11th meeting, Mr. Corporation Counsel, that just indicates the job description was approved. There was there are no amounts.
There was no comp. There was no comp attached to that.
The only comp was the April, I guess, if that's what they're saying.
Right. That's what I'm saying. There was a job description, but there was no comp attached to that.
So did it get moved back to $500 a day? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying I don't think there was a job description that was approved, but there was no comp that was attached to that. When at the time that you approved the job description, you didn't attach any comp. But what we're asking is that you approve a comp that's based on what the HR director is being compensated, which is based upon what she is being compensated
in Shelton,
which is $49 an hour, which is less than what was originally discussed when she was originally hired.
So Vinny, bottom line is you want me to cut her pay and make a motion to pay her $49 an hour. I'll make that motion, Mr. Mayor.
That's what I'm asking.
Second. Yep. I'll second it.
All right. Any more discussion?
We need a full time.
What is she getting paid today per hour?
$62.50.
No, I don't believe she's getting paid 60.
No,
it's 60.
Oh, I thought it was $500 a day. Somebody just said.
This is why I'm asking, because there's kinds of. So what is she getting paid right now per hour?
Mr. Mayor, do you know exactly?
I believe
she's getting paid $49. I believe
it's $49 because.
That's what she's getting paid in Shelton. I believe that's why we're asking you to approve $49 an hour. I believe at the time that she was hired, there was discussion of $500 per day.
Okay, and so who approved $49 an hour? Because it wasn't this board.
That's why we're here.
No. If you're saying, if the mayor is saying she's getting $49 an hour right now, who approved that?
Hang on. I'm sorry about that. It was 62. And then at the last meeting with the discussion with the EDD, we noticed that there was no agreement in the reduction of pay. So in the spirit of this, we wanted to make sure.
My only question is, who approved $49 an hour? For the HR director, if that is what she is getting paid today. Who set that number? Who approved that?
If there was discussion of paying $500 for the day. And if you're paying her less than that, then you're paying her less than what she was approved to be paid.
Apparently that's a problem. But once again,
didn't we just say it was approved in April?
Well, that was a compensation.
$60 an hour was approved for up to 90 days. And then
she's being paid less than that. So to answer your question, I don't have an answer.
Okay. Well,
because I don't know the answer to your question, but she's being paid less than what the board authorized. Not more, but less.
So now we're looking to approve $49 an hour based on 8 hours a week.
That's
a maximum of 8 hours a week.
Max.
That wasn't my motion. My motion is just $49 an hour. And I got to be honest with you, Mr. Mayor, if I could, I'm gonna get back on my soapbox. I'm tired of part-time people. We have a city to run here, and we should be hiring full-time people. We should have full-time finance people. We should have full-time everything. And at $49 an hour, it doesn't seem to be outrageous, especially if at one time it was approved for $60 an hour.
I will say, not to cut you off, Charles, but this is a position, and again, right now, yes, she's working eight hours. This is a position that is much like legal. You don't know when employment is going to be an issue, right?
Right.
You don't know when legal is going to be an issue. And so when it's an issue, it's an issue. And your HR director is going to save you money ultimately. Because they're going to cut you down. They're going to save you on legal expense because you'd rather be dealing with your HR director than with your lawyer. So than with your employment lawyer, that is. So I would say you want to have flexibility in this position.
Special meeting. You can't change this.
No. What I'm saying is, no, I agree with you. Well, what you have here is setting this out, the compensation of your HR director. What you want to have is flexibility in this role, just to speak to what Charlie's saying, because if you pigeonhole yourself, what's going to happen is you're going to end up with a legal budget that just blows your budget every year. But what she is currently working is 8 hours, and that's why what's before you.
Well, I think that in the next meeting we need to readdress this,
and I'm
fine with the $49 an hour, but I'm not fine with 8 hours.
We need full time HR director.
But we're here asking for a reduction from the 500 down to.
I'm fine with that. I get aggravated when I see part time.
Okay, so that's Charlie's. We have a second.
Yeah, I second that, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, any more discussion? All in favor?
So, wait a minute, could you restate? So, what is the motion?
So, Mark, my motion is going to be set the human resource director's compensation to $49 an hour based on a present work week of 8 hours, because that's what's in the agenda.
Then we can address it down the road.
Yeah, next month. We got to stop playing around.
So is it 8 hours, or it could be more than 8 hours? I'm just trying to understand. So that we can make the record.
Right now it says based on a work week of 8 hours.
Right. The way the agenda is written, Mark, we can't change it at a special meeting.
So we're good?
Yeah.
All right.
But that is, so it's 8 hours.
Yes.
8 hours, no more than 8 hours.
Yes.
Per week.
Yes.
Till next month, Sarah.
That's which, Charlie. I like. It should be more than 8 hours. So like,
I agree.
One day a week person is.
We need a full time. She needs to be full time.
Absolutely.
It's crazy.
But at least we're at that step now. So all right. So $49, 8 hours.
It should be driven by your budget. Is what it should be driven by.
Right.
Yeah.
Quite frankly.
Well, we're going to take it from your budget, Vin. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry. You know what?
All right. Any more discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. All right. Regular meeting schedule. Let's see.
Make a motion to present the, to approve it as presented. Everybody got a copy?
Yep. For the
I'll
dates.
I'll second that, Sarah. Yep.
For the dates. Approval of dates. That's it.
Ron, just one question is Charlie. Should we include the January 11, 2024? Because in December, people will be sworn in and wouldn't they be?
That's standard.
It is?
Yeah. All right. You'll reapprove that next year. That's standard.
Because it's based on the second Thursday.
Okay.
Yeah, it's standard. And then next year, next November, December, you normally do it in November or December, and you'll repeat those dates again.
Yeah, I just always thought that when we had an election year that our very first meeting after getting sworn in, we decided what the dates were.
Yeah, normally
moving forward.
You normally set a 13-month schedule.
Okay.
All right. Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? So carried. What is next? Adjournment. Listen, first off, I'd just like to say happy and safe, healthy holiday for everyone. Truly mean it from my heart. Stay safe out there. And anybody else has anything to say, go for it, or we'll adjourn.
Oh, Merry Christmas,
safe,
guys.
Safe for everybody. Merry
Thanks
Christmas.
To you, everybody.
Happy Merry holidays. Holidays.
Merry Christmas.
Motion to adjourn at 6:12.
All right, Ron. You all take care. See you next year.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you all.
Have a good one.